Hello, and welcome to another special edition of Awards Daily's Water Cooler Podcast. I'm your regular host, Clarence Moyet, and today I'm bringing you another Emmy nominee podcast interview. Alfie Allen was 22 when first cast in what would eventually become the record-breaking Emmy-winning fantasy series Game of Thrones. His acclaimed work as the troubled Theon Greyjoy spanned nearly the entire series, eventually bringing the character a well-deserved redemption in the 8th season episode, The Long Night. After submitting himself for a 2019 Emmy nomination, Allen was rewarded with an Outstanding Supporting Actor in a Drama Series nomination alongside co-stars Peter Dinklage and Nikolai Coster-Waldau. Here, Allen talks about Theon's character arc, filming some of those very intense mid-series scenes, and looking back across 10 years of Game of Thrones. So join me on this fascinating conversation with Alfie Allen, and stay tuned for more Emmy nominee podcasts from Awards Daily's Water Cooler Podcast.
Hey, Alfie.
Hi, Clarence. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. Actually, I'm not really. I've been quite ill.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Quite hot and cold in London at the moment. So. Oh. It's all good. Don't worry. It's quite hot and cold in London at the moment. That's why I'm feeling, I've got a bit of a head cold, but other than that, I'm great, mate.
Excellent. Well, congratulations on your Emmy nomination. So, what was going through your mind when you heard you'd been nominated?
Well, I didn't realise on the day that the nominations were actually coming through that day, and so it was even more of a shock to me. I was in the West End, I think, and I was picking something up from a shop, and then I got a call through from my, sorry, my dog's paws you can hear in the background. I got a call from my agent just saying that, hey, congratulations. And I didn't realize, I thought it was kind of, you know, best drama or something, and it was a group nomination. And then she said, no, you've been individually nominated now. And so I was, I was just completely shocked and tried to get through to all of my family, and I couldn't get through to any of them. So it was quite frustrating, but I managed to just get on the phone to my team, and it was just great. I'll never ever forget that moment without Jenna.
That's fantastic. So going back and talking about Theon, you've been involved with Game of Thrones for going on 10 years now. So when you started filming, what did you know anything about his character arc? You know, especially going on into what happens with him with Ramsay in the later seasons.
When I kind of first signed on, I didn't know too much about the books, and so I asked the creators, Dave and Karen, if I should read them, and they kind of left it up to me, and so I decided to read them, and I can't remember at which point, I can't remember how long it took me to read the first 2.5, but I decided to stop reading them so I wouldn't preempt stuff. And also, you know, my character started to get mentioned a bit less, and so I think he kind of ended up being in the dungeons, and so there was just kind of talk of him being in the dungeons. So I knew, if my memory serves me correct, I knew that he was going to be in the dungeons being tortured, but I didn't know about the names of the Reek stuff. In terms of any further than that, where the arc would go, I didn't know. And so, all I had really was the Dave and Dan's scripts to work from the source material, because I didn't want to keep on reading the books.
So when you're talking about the Reek stuff, so, you know, those are obviously intense, painful to watch, very difficult, very emotional scenes between you and Ramsay, or between Reek and Ramsay. How do you prepare for those as an actor? What was your process in going through that and gearing yourself up to go through all that sort of misery?
Well, having Uan there, even though people might struggle to kind of imagine this is true, having Uan there actually really helped. He was really, really supportive all the time. And in terms of sort of, you know, preparing for that emotionally, I can't really give you an answer. I mean, sort of physically, you can't really gauge pain unless you just go and drive a nail through your foot, which I wasn't going to do.
Right.
So I kind of just had to you know, just sort of rely on the energies in the room, and that definitely served us well, I think, and I'm forever thankful to Uwan for that, because he really helps me through a lot of that, without a doubt.
Yeah, you know, it's just going back through. I watched the series twice leading up to the final season. Going through those sequences is just, I can't even begin to imagine what it must be like to try to capture all that angst and the energy and all of that. It just seems very daunting.
Well, you know, it definitely was tough times when I was shooting that stuff, and you know, to finally kind of get to a place where the character got to go outside was lovely.
Right. You know, obviously there's been a lot of reaction to the last season by fans. What's your sort of your take on that?
Well, I mean, you know, everyone is going to have their own kind of, and rightly so, their own kind of opinion about it. You know, I think Dave and Dan were under immense pressure. How could they not be, to get it right? And in my opinion, you know, I think they kind of did, because they set out to make HBO, to make a fantasy show, inverted commas, you know, which was kind of steeped in familiar relationships and had that running at its core. And I think that's what the last three episodes did. They really rounded that off very nicely. But I don't like that people kind of went to the extremes of trolling people online, you know, going onto Instagram accounts and accusing DOPs of not doing their job properly when these people are so invested in it, you know. And so that is not on. It's in history, you know, the kind of big TV shows that have been as huge as Game of Thrones have, I think, have all kind of tended to end with a certain amount of people who watch the show being unhappy about it. So, you know, in my opinion, I think they got it right, but I understand why people might be upset and feeling like it was done a bit hasty.
Yeah, it's going a bit much, though, for people to invest all that energy to do something like a petition to have HBO redo the final season with a different director. I mean, it's insulting for one thing, and it's just like, why would you expend that much energy in going down that path? It's just kind of with all the other things going on in the world, that's where you choose to expend your time and effort. It's just bizarre to me.
Absolutely, I couldn't agree more. Yeah, it's you know, negativity breeds negativity, and it's just not nice, is it?
Right. No. So I guess you were ultimately, I mean, you know, Theon really, in my opinion, seemed to redeem himself in the end by you know, guarding Isaac Bran as much as he could. With the advent of all the Night King and all of that, how were you satisfied with the conclusion to the character?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, when all's said and done, you know, I'm extremely grateful that you know, not just me, but we and the fans, we got to say goodbye to Beyond with kind of honor and redemption. You know, the role was kind of Beyond Reek, and then pretending to be Theon and then coming back to a sort of version of what Theon once was, but different, you know. And so it wasn't easy. It was definitely a character that was kind of hated at points and then reviled, I think is the right word to use. And you know, the characters made to do horrible things, and in a way that kind of does stay with you. But honestly, I went through I went to dark places and definitely went into my own head in some of on the darkest moments, but all in all, I'm just happy that Dave and Dan had the kind of belief in me to go to those lengths. And even though it felt confusing at times, I think that they just knew that they could push me to my edge, you know. And it's hard to kind of wrap my head around it all, but it's definitely easier with a little distance from it, without a doubt. But I'm just happy that people were happy with Theon's ending, without a doubt.
Yeah,
they seem to be anyway.
Yeah, I think so. So when you look back across these 10 years, what's you know, maybe one of the bigger moments that sort of stuck out for you, one of the experiences dealing with the show that's just sort of, you know, forever embedded in your brain?
What, like a what do you mean?
In filming, like, you know, was there a particular scene that was, that you'll never forget, or was there...
Oh, okay. Yeah, I you know, I always say the Kingsman. I love shooting that. I love working with Gemma, just, you know, she's just, I love working with Gemma, she's great. And so I would say the Kingsman, yeah, because also we got to sort of meet Euron at that point, and then he kind of became a bigger sort of force within the show. But I liked doing the Kingsman because the dynamics sort of between my sister and I had completely changed. And so it was interesting, and it was kind of touching as well. I liked it.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like that too. So what's next for you?
Oh, at the moment, I've got Jojo Rabbit, which is coming out on October the 18th in Canada and the US, and then I think it's coming out in January in Europe. And that's Taika Waititi directed, Sam Rockwell, Scarlett Johansson. So really excited for that to come out. You know, it's kind of about the boys' journey and the kind of throughout the Second World War, and he's in Berlin, and yeah, you should just I think it's going to be great. It is great. I watched it. And so what else? Harlots, which is airing. I think it's airing now, and that's on TV, on Hulu. Sorry, God, and that's on TV. What am I talking about? I've got this other thing I did for ITV called White House Farm Murders, and then a movie called How to Build a Girl, which was a book written by Kathleen Moran, and it's me and Beanie Feldstein in that. So I've yet to see it, but I can't wait, and I'm told it's great. So I'm excited for that. And then, yeah, in terms of, to answer your question, Clarence, sorry, in terms of what's coming up next, but I don't really know, you know, I'm just going to take things as they come. Obviously really excited to kind of, you know, end kind of Thrones vibe on a positive note with all the people that I love and care for there. And I just, it's dream stuff, you know, it really, really is dream stuff. I still kind of have to pinch myself. I don't know yet, Clarence. I'm just sort of looking forward to the future, you know?
Yeah, it's a hard act to follow, a Game of Thrones, I would imagine.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, we're just still going to be downhill from here.
Yeah. Well, a fan of yours wanted me to ask one last question, and it is, what's it like? What's it feel like to be the more famous sibling now?
I those sorts of things don't really enter my mind, mate, to be honest. But yeah, it's, I'm just glad that I have a supportive system.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, well, I think that's everything I had. Thank you so much, Alfie, for talking to me today, and I hope you have a great weekend ahead, and I hope you feel better.
Thank you too, Clarence. Take care, mate.
Take care. Bye.